State Representative Kyle Hilbert with us today. You're lead author on the 2078. I know it's passed now the House, of course, earlier, passing the Senate today. Your thoughts on this thing moving through the both bodies successfully?
I'm very excited today. We sent two bills to the governor's desk, and here at 4 o'clock, he's going to have a press conference where he signs both bills, House Bill 2078 and Senate Bill 783. 2078 dealing with having more accurate counts of students and making sure that we're funding schools based on the students that they're currently educating. In our school funding formula, we have a three-year high, and so schools are funded on the highest of whichever enrollment count they have for each of the previous three school years. So if a student starts at school A, transfers to school B the next year, and transfers to school C in the third year, all three schools are able to claim that same student on their funding in the third year, even though the third school is the only one actually educating that student. And so what that's worked out in our funding formula is that we have 700,000 actual students in Oklahoma right now, but our funding formula believes we have 755,000 students because there are 55,000 ghost students in Oklahoma public schools that don't actually exist. And so we're spending $200 million a year right now on students that don't exist. And so this gets money back into the formula to fund the schools that are educating students and get money back into the formula and increase our per pupil funding on the state level through our state funding formula.
So this particular measure you believe will be more accurate in helping the students as far as the schools and where the students are actually at?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it goes hand in hand with the other legislation that we passed today and that the governor is also signing in Senate Bill 783, which allows for more open transfer of students instead of the district lines dictating, you know, where a student has to attend. We want to give parents the control because we believe parents know best about what education is best for their students instead of some arbitrary district lines that were drawn a long time ago. Now, preference will still be given to students that reside within a school district. And so that's set up, and school districts will still be able to deny students that are asking to transfer in from outside the district if the school doesn't have enough capacity or if the student requesting a transfer has discipline problems or unexcused absences or something along those lines. But we wanted to make sure in these two pieces of legislation and this year, we wanted to prioritize students and make that the focus of our education agenda this session.
So you're obviously leading out and trying to introduce this legislation and kind of shepherding it through. You're feeling that this is going to be a step in the right direction.
Absolutely. And I think this is just a piece. You know, this nobody believes that these bills solve everything in education, but we're just trying to take, you know, steps forward. And I think a big piece of it is we also want to make sure we increase funding through the school funding formula, because I think everybody agrees, you know, funding is also important. And that's something that I'm fighting for in the House, is to increase our school funding formula. Last year, all agencies in state government had to take a cut, including education, because of the oncoming pandemic. And so my hope is that we can restore the cut as well as increase funding to levels that it's never been before in state history. And I think those three things combined, being these two bills and increased funding, I think we can really see things continue to move in the right direction.
I guess the fact that at his State of the State, the governor talked about the ghost student issue, that had to help you as far as we got into this 2021 session.
Absolutely. This was really a project that we worked on all interim with the House, the Senate, and we met with education leaders as well. I mean, for me, the conversation spurned from conversations with my local superintendents about the issue of students transferring to online charter schools temporarily for the pandemic and then transferring back into their district, and then those online schools getting to get credit for their temporary blip in high enrollment for the ensuing 3 years. And so that was part of the conversation and talking to different stakeholders on these measures. You know, it's often said education you know, we rank in the bottom five in a lot of statistics when it comes to public education, and we can't just keep doing things the way we've been doing them and expect that to change. We want to do something different to try to move the needle to get us further up those rankings.
State Representative Kyle Hilbert from the 29th District. He lives in Bristow, representing parts of Creek and Tulsa counties. Representative Hilbert, lead author on 2078, passed the House earlier, passing the Senate this week, signed into law yesterday on Wednesday, March 31st, by Governor Kevin Stitt. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.